near that. It doesn't really do justice to the visual aspect of where I'm at right now. So we're on the island of Sark, which is about 40 minutes by boat off the north coast of Guernsey. Population 600 or so, has its own government, no cars allowed, and don't have the sort of place I'd like to live. But for a retreat or for a day visit, we've picked up some bikes, and the whole island is like about 3 miles long, crisscrossed by these quite wide dirt tracks, horse and carriage tracks. I'm now standing up. We're just about to go over the coupe. So there's Big Sark and Little Sark, and they're joined together by a bridge, about 300 foot drop either side, that was constructed by the Germans during World War II, constructed by prisoners of war, actually. And man, this place has probably looked like this, bar a few crops and the odd signs of habitation since the Stone Age. And I'm looking out over towards Alderney, and beyond that, Brittany. And the wind is just moving through the corn. The sea is scintillating, flat, blazing, reflecting the sunlight above. The clouds are just clearing. And it's just... oof. More closely represents the speed at which my soul, not necessarily my mind, but my soul works. We're about to go over the bridge to Little Sark, and every time I come back here, it reaffirms it as one of my favourite places on earth. Not because I like to retreat and shut myself away from the world, but because I connect more strongly with a slower, simpler pace in a fast, complicated world.